Good morning, everyone. This is Scott Howell, and today I'm going to talk about the visually impaired programmable thermostat. There are two models available: the VIP 1001, which is for single-stage heating and cooling systems, and the VIP 2000, which is for two-stage heating and single-stage cooling, such as a heat pump. The VIP is a fully speaking thermostat. It speaks the time of day, the temperature, the all the program settings. And the unit is pretty attractive. It's rounded on the left-hand side, so as far as knowing when it's orientated properly, the rounded is a rounded side that would point to the left. Now the unit is about 6 inches across, 4 inches tall, and about 1 1/4 inch deep. The thermostat has quite a number of features. I think the best thing to do is go ahead and do a little demonstration. So hopefully this lapel microphone will pick up the recording here, or pick up the sound. So let's give this a trial. It has a report button. Actually, let me give you a little bit more of a description of this thing. You can probably hear the dogs drinking in the background. In the middle, there's a small LCD screen, and directly to the right of the screen, there are two semicircle buttons. Shaped buttons. They're one on top of the other. The one at the top will increase and decrease the temperatures, and also is used to step through the settings and the programming, and I'll demonstrate that. Directly to the right of that is a smaller circular button that is for a light, and also if you hold it in long enough, it'll give you the version of the software in the thermostat. Now, to the left of the display, there is a help button. It basically gives you the phone number, because you could actually have, if you had a heating and cooling company install this and they had the proper equipment, they could actually record their phone number and so forth in here. It happens to have the phone number for the company where I bought the thermostat. Below that, there's a speaker that is kind of a dome shape. It sticks out a little bit from the thermostat, and directly below that, and this is on the left hand side, by the way, there's the report button. Let me go ahead, before I demonstrate this, I'll also tell you there's a flip down door that's below the LCD, and it's takes up most of the bottom part of the thermostat. When you flip it open, inside here are all the switches for the heating and cooling, and the fan, and all the programming buttons for the program settings, for the schedule the time and so on when you want your heat or cooling system to come on and off. A rundown on those, we'll start on the right hand side. There's a slide switch. It vertically slides up and down. Down is for cooling and up is for heating, and then the center is off. So that's kind of nice. Heat rises, cold drops, all that good stuff. Directly to the left of that is the switch that says auto and fan. I believe it says fan or on, or it might say manual. I'll have to ask my wife because I forget. But in any event, that just controls whether your fan and your furnace would run or all the time, or in auto mode, it only comes on when the system is actually running. A little tip for everybody: forced air heat. It costs almost nothing to run that fan, and if you have a system that has a variable speed fan in it, it's really kind of handy, because I tend to leave mine on most all the time, except for when we have the windows open, and it does help keep the air moving through the house, which helps keep the temperature in the house balanced out, He's there a little drier. Yeah, you got to change your filter maybe a little more often, but it does offer a lot of advantages, and I've had several HVAC folks actually tell me this. And actually, the guy that installed the system, he also had him put the thermostat in for me. He was thoroughly impressed with it and thought it was really cool. Next to the switches, next to the switches are several buttons, and there's actually six of them that are vertically arranged, and two actually set by themselves, sort of next to the six pack. But anyway, starting at the top on the right hand side, the first button's a yes button. Below that's the no button. In the middle, you have the weekend program. Below that's the week program, weekday program. To the left of that, you have the on and off program button, which actually will turn, you know, your program on or off. And below that's the run button. And directly to the left of the program, the run button is the button to set the date and the time. And directly to that, there's a very, very small button that's a reset button. So if your thermostat locks up, and you can reset it. So on the flap of the door for the... Sorry, I had to pause that. My wife's standing here watching me. She's starting to laugh at me because I'm doing a podcast, I guess. I had to pause it. On the flap, there's a little sticker that gives programming instructions. Unfortunately, that's not in Braille. although you really almost don't even need those anyway once you get used to using this thing. excuse me. I'm going to push the report button right now. So let's see if this will work.
Sunday, 11/20, 1 a.m. Indoor temperature is 72 degrees. The thermostat setting is off.
Okay, so now you know today is Sunday what time it is, and the fact it's 72 degrees in here, and that the thermostat is actually not on. if I were to turn this on to heat mode, let's see. This is what it would say. Actually, I just put it in the cooling mode, so this is what it would say. Okay, so there you go. Now I'm going to switch it over to the... Now I have a heat pump, so I actually have the 2000 model. There appears to be no real difference other than the fact that this can run a heat pump and the other model, 1001 model, for single stage heating and cooling systems would not work properly with a heat pump. Now I'm going to flip it all the way up to the to the heat side, and this is what it would say.
Sunday, 11/20, 2 a.m. Indoor temperature is 72 degrees. The thermostat setting is 67 degrees.
Okay, so there you go. Now, to program this, you actually do have to have it in the heat or cooling position. So I'm going to change the weekend program. The weekend program affects Saturday and Sunday, of course, and the weekday program affects all 5 days, so you can't independently set Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then Tuesday and Thursday, you know, separately. Although, I mean, that kind of flexibility appeals a little bit to me, but it's kind of unnecessary, really. There are a couple of features in this unit that I'm not real familiar with, and I've not had to change them. You do get the manual as an MP3 file on a disk, and it also has I think it's a PDF and a text also on the CD. And most of these settings, I'm trying to remember if they're even, I don't even know if it mentions really the settings in the manual, but it's for setting I can't even think of the proper technical term, but it basically allows you to set the anticipation for the thermostat, or you can even change, like if it thermostat thinks it's 67 in here, you can actually set the thermostat so that it, if it were a few degrees off, let's say the, you know, you had an external or separate thermometer that said the room is actually 65 and the thermostat says it's 67, you can adjust the thermostat so that it would actually agree with the thermometer. Those features aren't real accessible. I mean, they don't tell you, in other words, you have to hold like the two semicircle buttons in to activate those, but it doesn't really tell you when you're in those particular modes, and that's the only real major drawback to the thermostat that I've found so far. But generally, you don't even have to change those, and I think also the anticipation has something to do with how long the unit will run. I think it has something to do with the how long the unit would run beyond the point at which it reaches its temperature, because I've noticed, for example, if it was 78 degrees in here and I wanted it down to 75, it'll actually run until it gets down to almost 74 before the unit will actually shut off, and I suppose that's a good thing from the standpoint that then it's not flicking on and off when it gets to 75 every time. So anyway, let me and go ahead and I'll change the weekend program just to give you an idea as to how this all works. And let's see here.
Do you want to change the program? Press yes or no.
And you would push yes.
Would you like voice instructions? Press yes or no.
Now if you say no here, you don't get any speech, so you do have to answer yes. Now, you have to set the hour and, the minutes rather, and here I'm pushing the up and down two semicircle keys.
50, 40, 50, 0, 10, 0.
So I'll just leave it at zero like I always do. And yeah, push the run button to go to the next item. All right, now we're going to set the hour.
Hour of the day. When finished, press run. 7 a.m., 6 a.m., 5 a.m.
Again, I'm using those keys to set the hour.
6 a.m.
Okay, so I'll leave that at 6 a.m. and I'll press run.
6 a.m. Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run.
Now you set the temperature here. Same thing, you know, you can use the keys up and down through the various, you know, temperature degrees. So I'll push run again.
67, press the up or down key to set daytime. When finished, press run. 67 degrees, 800 a.m.
Now it tells you, you know, what the temperature and the time is that you already have set. So I'm going to leave it at zero. So I'll press run again.
8 a.m. Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run.
Let's see.
67. Press the up or down key to set evening time. When finished, press run. 67 degrees. 5:00 p.m.
So we're in the evening time now. So yes, you can set the wake time, the away time, your evening time, which is sort of like the return time, if you will, and the sleep time.
Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run. 67, press the up or down key to set sleep time. When finished, press run. 64 degrees, 10:00 p.m.
Now listen really closely after I get this thing set, because there's a very important status message you want to hear.
64. Program completed. Program is off.
So the program automatically defaults to off, so you go right above the run button.
Program is on.
And you can turn the program on. Some thermostats have a hold feature. All you have to do with this one is just turn the program off, and you can use the keys to go up and down, and it'll pick the temperature. You know, in other words, if you have it at 64 and it's a little too cold, then all you got to do is turn off the program and push up the temperature to whatever you want. You can also set the date and time, and let me see if I can demonstrate that without screwing it up. Here you'd push the date and time button and you'd hit run to step through the choices.
Sunday, 11:33 a.m. Do you want to change the day or time settings? Press yes or no. Would you like voice instructions? Press yes or no. Press the up or down key to set minutes. When finished, press run. 33. Press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run. 11 a.m. Press the up or down key to set the day of the week. When finished, press run. Sunday, 11:33 a.m. Program completed.
So it just tells you the program's completed and you're done. Now, the cooling side, I won't demonstrate that because it's the exact same process and procedures for setting all the features. The thermostat is about, I'll look up the price and I'll get that for you in a second. I'm sure the price hasn't changed much. I know I paid $10 or $15 more for the heat pump model. So that's pretty much all the features of it. It will announce every 3 months, I believe it is, that when to tell you when to change your filter. Now I use a washable filter, so I do wash that every 3 months, and it also periodically comes up and reminds you to have your system serviced, which I guess if you have somebody comes out and regularly checks it. My system is it's not quite 2 years old, so there should be never any real reason to have a system really inspected, unless you have like a oil burning or gas firing system. Those you tend to need to get the nozzles cleaned and stuff like that. But heat pump systems generally, there's not a lot of maintenance on them. The one thing that is always good to do, of course, with any system is to go ahead and clean them if you have that capability of being able to to get in there. If you don't mind opening up your system and tinkering around and just clean the coils and things of that nature, which I do. And it's I have a little sip of coffee there. And it is really a great idea to clean your outdoor unit out every once in a while to get leaves and whatnot in them. So anyway, let me get the pricing information for this and some contact information for you. I'm going to have wife read the name, the website, and the phone number for the talking thermostat.
You want the name?
And the name of the company.
All right. You ready?
All right. Hold on. Let me get this microphone so she can hear this. All right. Hang on here. All right. Go ahead and read it.
The Easy Group Talking Thermostat. .com. The phone number is 763-591-9557. The website is www.talkingthermostat.com.
Right. And the thermostat, it's thermostat. So that was anybody who's not really sure how to spell that, there you go. Makes it a little bit easier. I had to check the price too here on the sales receipt, and I paid $169 for mine because I have the heat pump model, and the other one I believe is $159 for the single stage single cooling system. So the only thing I wanted to mention on the CD, and is that you do get the manual as a text file, and there's also a PDF file. I actually meant to, trying to look on the CD here, but I think it has actually the wiring diagram, which isn't obviously very accessible, but nevertheless, it the thermostat itself, anyways, it is a very accessible thermostat, and I wanted to have my wife give the price that I paid for it. I think it was $169.95 actually, but it's a great thermostat. It seems to function very, very well. It runs on it's 4 AA batteries, and if you want to put in the lithium AA's, that's fine too, because it works fine. It does come with batteries, and you've seen it runs quite a while. I've had this thermostat for over a year, and I think I've only changed batteries once in it. I actually had it installed, like I said, when I had my heat pump put in, and it's great, and it is very accurate. I've not had absolutely any problems with it. A friend of mine in New Jersey actually also has this. He purchased the VIP 1001, and he lives in an apartment, and he actually has it hooked up to a radiated heat system. They have a hot water system there in the apartment building, and so he took the old thermostat he had off, and he put this one in there in place of it, so you only had to wire up the heating side. So it'll work just fine in that mode also, or in that configuration. So it's a very versatile thermostat, and I've been very, very pleased with it. So if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at n3byy@adelphia.net. Again, that's November 3, Bravo, Yankee, Yankee, at Alpha, Delta, Echo, Lemia, Papa Hotel, India Alpha .net, Adelphia .net, Lemia, jeez. Anyways, need more coffee. But if you do any questions, feel free to send me an email. And, I imagine it might be okay if I sent the manual. I'll actually give the guy a call and ask him if it'd be all right if I shared the manual, if anybody'd be interested. So if you do have an interest in reading it before you buy it, I think you can actually download it even from their website. And honestly, didn't think to check before I did this recording. So anyway, there you go. So have a good one.